I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Our friends from Loves are here. Eric Roth is back. Eric, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Eric? It's good to see you again.
I'm doing great. The Eric and Eric Show is back on the air. Finally, it's been a long time, months since the Mid-America Trucking Show, but we're back together.
You look younger and fresher.
That's
and
not
I
true.
Feel older and fatter. So what's your secret?
I don't have a secret. You're going to have to go on to somebody else because I'm not younger or fresher. And if you see that, then you're very generous, but we'll just move on to your buddy Dan Jensen because I honestly can't even come up with anything to counter that. It's just simply not true. Dan Jensen is with us as well. Dan, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. Great. Thanks for having us.
This is interesting because I went out into the show, and you folks at Loves have been really great in sharing with me kind of the process of what's going on, what you are offering drivers, what's behind it. The idea, what the demand is, and why it's so important to do it right. And part of that is now the retreading process that you walked me through here, Eric, in this truck that you have right here on display at the Great American Trucking Show. And we're looking at different tires that you folks there at Loves actually had, you know, from taking them off of trucks
yep.
over the years. Different wear and tear and what's going on. And, well, this shows this and this shows this.
Sure.
And it was so interesting because even sometimes we can see the same thing, but when it's on the truck and you're looking at it and you may see this and the experts will see something, you look at it, you don't necessarily know what you're seeing. I invite drivers, if you ever come across this truck from Loves where you can see these tires and walk through the retreading process, please do this because it's so educational. It's a different perspective of having it right in front of you, up at eye level, being able to look at all the different wear and tear on those tires. Why was that important to build this display?
Well, you know, we started coming to GATS about 8 years ago, the Great American Truck Show. Stop by and see us today. And the very first thing we did was to talk about why tires wear out. It's generally not because they're bad tires. Mm. It's because the equipment you're running, shocks, springs, too fast, mm-hmm. empty, underinflated, whatever those reasons might be, are generally the things that make tires wear out,
right.
give you poor fuel economy. So this retreading display that we've created here, our goal is only to educate everybody that comes by. Because if we can teach you how to be a better truck driver, do trucking better,
right.
That idea of saving you any amount of money that we can, reducing your total cost per mile, for us, that's the most important thing. Because if we can give you a tip or a trick or something or teach you about how to do it better,
yeah.
then we've done our job.
Yeah. And as you just pointed out, often it is behavior. It is, you know, the application. It's the you know, the what's going on with the equipment and all of this can be changed. A lot of this can be changed by the driver. And so then we move on to, okay, now we take this casing and let's make this a new tire again, the retreading process. So, Dan, walk us through this process that Loves now has. In fact, doing a lot of it right here in Grand Prairie, Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, right?
That's right. We've got a retread shop here in Grand Prairie. Got one in the Atlanta, Georgia market, one in the Indianapolis market, and our newest one that opened this week in Kingman, Arizona. You know, it's a great process. We partnered with Michelin and the Oliver Rubber to produce these retreads, and we're excited. We think we've developed a program that's second to none in the industry. Our inspection process, we think, you know, we've taken a little bit that everybody does, and we're doing it all. So when I say that, our inspection process, you know, first and foremost, we do a visual inspection. Then we run them through the NDT machine, electrify them, look for nail holes. After that, we buff the tire down, get it back, you know, get the tread rubber off of there. And then we send it through shearography. And a lot of retread shops aren't doing shearography. If we see something that it requires a little more inspection, we have X-ray capability so we can X-ray that and look for any kind of belt separation and so forth. Repair process and we warranty our repairs for the lifetime of the casing, which is not not typical standard in the industry. Put the new tread on, and then after we've cured it, we put it through a final inspection. That is, we rapidly inflate it, trying to make that tire zipper rupture if we can.
Right, right. You're looking to put this tire to a test here, because Eric, it's not just about having a retread. What I saw, the process to me is not just retreading; it's rebuilding, because you got to make sure that casing is sound all the way through, and then at that end product, that is a product that an operation can depend on, that's going to be out there, which, by the way, you guys back up with a warranty. Tell us about that warranty.
Yeah, so part of the neat part of this process is there's really five stages to this that we've developed. Everybody can use these stages, but it's, to me, the innovation side of it is how we've put it together to create a unique process to do it. So by the time that tire has traveled around, and it takes about 3 hours or so, plus or minus employee breaks, to get that tire to the final stage that it would be ready to put on a truck, we guarantee that tire that we just built ourselves for a whole year. So it's 365 days, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When we mount that tire to your truck, it's guaranteed. So if something were to go wrong with it, everything is taken care of. So you have the choice of buying a used tire from us, which is probably has been recapped at some point in time, but you're trying to, at 3 o'clock in the morning after you've had a blowout, try to pick the best tire that you can, because you just need a tire that gets you home. Mm. So for the same price, $199 for a trailer tire, we can actually give you a tire that looks as good as a brand new one.
Sure.
You saw them. They look great.
Yeah.
But we guarantee it for a year. That used tire that you pick out, and you kind of got one eye open, that you're trying to find one that fits the best because you've got a budget, you're just trying to get home, that's only guaranteed for 7 days.
Hmm.
So we can only visually inspect it. We can only inflate it in the inflation cage. And obviously, if something went wrong with it, we'd get another one for you. But those are the only two steps that we can do. That retreading process, there's five additional steps that we can do. We can look at it like Superman with X-ray to be able to see what's inside of that we can't see normally at 3 o'clock in the morning at a truck stop location.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And as you mentioned, the pricing, this is something that is, again, Dan, at $199, a great, great deal for any operation.
Yeah, it's a great deal, and to add to the warranty conversation, one of the things that enables us to be able to offer the warranty we do is our network. We've got 245 locations coast to coast out there, so if you do have a problem, we're right around the corner to take care of it. But at $199, I mean, that's, like I said, that's what we're selling a used tire for today. You get a much better quality product for that price.
Let's talk more about Tire Pass. We covered this a little bit, Eric, at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Fill people in that don't know about the Tire Pass program.
So Tire Pass is an integrated in-lane experience. It's the very first lane closest to the diesel desk or to the store. And as a driver pulls up, hit the call box button and cross your fingers, we'll have a technician out there as quickly as we can get them. And they're going to hook up the truck to the auto inflation system that we have. And if you've already used it, you know that you get a QR code that goes on the tractor and the trailer, and that we're going to inflate those tires to your specifications that you told us previously or what your fleet specifications are. So in the time that it takes to fuel, we should have inflated all your tires correctly. If they're underinflated, we'll bring them to inflation. If they're overinflated, we're not going to touch it. That could be systematic because the tire's too hot, something's rubbing, it was inflated previously, but we're going to talk about why that tire's overinflated at this point before anything else happens. And then we're also going to look at the tread depth to make sure we know what the tread depth is, because number one CS violation outside of lights and lenses is, drum roll, tires.
Tires, right.
Always tires.
Right.
And when we talked back at Matt's in Louisville, one of the things that we talked about was that we were gathering data from fleets and from really anybody that stopped into the tire pass. And in that time, that the last time we've talked, we've checked out, looked at 5.5 million tires. It's really 5,554,503 tires. That, wow. Now, that was as of 3 weeks ago when we gathered the data up. And so a couple interesting things. 69% of those were tractors. 31% of them were trailers. And when you look at what the tread depth or mismatched tread depth, because that's one of the things that, that is a big CISA violation that most drivers don't think about. They get pulled over. Right, right. They're, you know, they're just thumping the tires in the morning. They look pretty good here. Yeah, we'll go on down the road. But 26%, 270,000 plus tires have a mismatch in tread depth. That's a violation, right? So then when you think about, okay, underinflated, 30% of all tires that pull in are underinflated. So we know if the tires, and that's 10% or better underinflated, so that we know that that's a direct correlation or leads directly to poor fuel mileage. So if we can get those tires inflated at the proper inflation, keep them at the proper inflation, monitor them correctly, your fuel mileage will increase. There's a truck right on the other side of our booth, and on the back of it, there's actually a counter. I've never seen this before, but it says this truck gets 9.5 miles per gallon. They use tire pass, by the way. They have a lot of other things on that truck too, a lot of wind dampening, right. and all of those things as well. So right. I'm not taking any credit for that. But right. Right. I asked him, I said,
but that's part of
pass?
It.
And he goes, oh yeah, there's my sticker right up
there. Yeah.
But that is part. It's part of the equation of trying to get that to be fixed. So when you look at it, of those 5.5 million trucks and trailers that have pulled into our lot, 71% of all of those tractor trailers that have pulled in, 71% of those have had some sort of tire problem that was fixable. And most of them just because of an inflation issue.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's about staying compliant, which today is everything.
Absolutely.
It's about staying safe, and it's about staying profitable. You know, this when you talk about the cost per mile, you have to stay profitable. Speaking of revenue in trucking, factoring, this is something that you and I talked about at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Loves has a factoring service now. What is it that sets Love's factoring service aside from all of the others? It seems like there are millions out there, you know, over the years that have been out there and promoted themselves. What sets Love's factoring aside from the others?
It's a good question, and we get that asked a lot when we're visiting a fleet or owner operators, or just a few minutes ago on the trade show booth. What makes you better than everybody else? And I think the easiest answer to that, and it's a quick answer, is we're family owned and operated, and we know, looking at the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, that a driver that starts today, August 26, 2016, 68% of the drivers that start today in 364 days will not be a truck driver next year.
Wow.
So that's a lot of truck in the dream.
Yeah.
That can't make it all the way down the road. And so today you have to be the CEO, the CFO, the CIO, the CTO, this alphabet soup of management just to keep that truck rolling down the road.
Right.
And so if it's a husband and wife team and there's a spouse at home that's trying to do the paperwork and you go to get a freight bill and, you know, it's 30, 40, 45, 60, 90 days before you get paid. I don't know about you, but I need a paycheck every 2 weeks.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of important. That's that driver's paycheck
right,
when they're not
right.
being paid. So, you know, we guarantee payment in 24 hours. We have zero hidden fees. We've taken all the fees out of it, in fact, to be able to make it more successful for that driver.
Right.
To be successful. And in addition to that, we've now rolled out this program where as you come in and become a factoring customer, you have instant credit for $1,500. Now, we all know that people have great credit and bad credit, and it affects everything. And when you have bad credit, it's hard to get credit. We don't care what your credit is. That $1,500 is regardless of what your credit is today. Because the thing that we want you to do is be successful. And if we can help teach you be successful, if we can help make you successful, and we can keep you so that when you drop that load and you're not going to be paid for it for 60 days, you can at least come back and get fuel and go on to the next load. That's the only way that you're going to be able to build a business at that point.
And it's all about building that business, and trucking is a business. Thank you to Loves. Eric, Dan, we appreciate it. And, of course, to learn more about factoring, retreads, tire pass, and more, loves.com, right?
Absolutely, loves.com.
All right. Eric, thank you so much. Dan, thank you. We appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.